Hi, this is Jenny Walker, and welcome to Closet Conversations. Today I want to tell you about a fun new partnership between Poshmark and Goodwill. They have come up with a new mystery box offering, and basically what it is the Goodwill of San Francisco has aligned with Poshmark. They have a Poshmark closet under Goodwill SF, and what you can do is they are offering four different mystery boxes that you can buy for $11 each and free shipping starting tomorrow, April 24th. And it looks like the demand is already off the charts because this announcement has only been out as of this recording. It came out at 2:02. It's now 3, so in an hour and a half, basically. Let me tell you how many people have signed up. 2,560 likes on the Women's Tops Mystery Box. 1,971 likes on the Women's Bottoms Mystery Box. Men's tops, 849 likes, and men's bottoms, 743. So I did some really quick math, and that would be, if they fulfilled all of those orders for the women's tops, that's 12,800 boxes, of 12,800 pieces, of that they would be shipping out of tops, equaling $28,160 before. I'm assuming they're absorbing the shipping costs. On women's bottoms, that would be 9,855 pieces on 1,971 orders. That would be $21,680. Men's tops, 849 orders. That equals 4,245 pieces, $9,339 on that, fulfilling all of that. And men's bottoms would be 743 likes, which is 3,715 pieces. That would be $8,173. So in total, $67,352. That money is going straight to Goodwill of San Francisco. Poshmark is not taking a cut. I'm going to assume that the free shipping, that the shipping fees are going to be absorbed by Goodwill. That would make sense. So in terms of this being beneficial for Goodwill, absolutely. This is less money than in the store, but more money than the bins. And it's an opportunity to fulfill and take care of all this inventory in their warehouse when their storefronts are closed. I absolutely adore this idea. And my gut is this is something that's going to be around a long time and probably will eventually expand to all of the Goodwills because this is just fantastic. Now, hopefully the pieces are going to be sellable. They say that they have a market value of $45 within each box. And so if you're paying $11 for five pieces, divide 5 into 11, that's your per piece cost. And then if you could potentially sell it for around, I'm terrible at math. But anyway, they feel like you should be able to sell these for a profit. So I guess they're saying they think you can get around $10 a piece. And if you look at the metrics on Poshmark, you need to sell it for $10 or more because they take so much fees out. So if you sold something for $10, you're going to get, I believe, what, $8? Something like that. You're going to get $7 because they have a $2.99 minimum on their purchases. I think this is fantastic. I love how creative they've gotten. I love the fact that they are addressing the issue that all of these Poshmark sellers have done numerous YouTube videos and they've said it on Zoom. They're having problems sourcing inventory for their closets, and this is such a great idea. Now, to further encourage you to get involved in this, they're going to have a competition, and what they're going to do is if you share your reseller mystery box by tagging Poshmark and San Francisco Goodwill on social media using the hashtag PoshmarkXGoodwill for a chance to be featured on the social channels that's out there to encourage you not only to buy but to share what you found. All of this is on a first come, first serve basis. And so I just was reading this. I'm pretty sure they're not going to get to mine. You know, I think this is something that you had to have seen it and pretty much tagged it right away in order to get fulfilled. Like, can you imagine fulfilling 12,000 boxes? Well, 12,800, mind you. So for women's tops. So this is something that they're not going to be able to fulfill, I would assume, all these orders, and that's why it's first come, first serve, because they know they have a limit on the capacity. Nonetheless, it's a fantastic program. You should definitely check it out. I would definitely follow the Goodwill SF Poshmark Closet. Definitely follow them on Instagram. And be aware that this program is out there, because I can guarantee you if it works, and looks like it will, they're going to keep this up. And it's just going to be something that's going to be an added benefit for people who are unable to get out and source. And even if you are able to get out and source, this will be really fun to see how good or bad it is, you know. And if at the end of the day you don't like it, well, you've done something good for the Goodwill. Now, it won't be tax deductible, but because it's not charitable donation, but at least it's a business expense, and it's definitely worth $11 to try it out. And if all else fails, you can just get a box and talk about it on YouTube or on your podcast or on social media and let people know about it so that we can all benefit from this. So yeah, just my quick little bit on that. If you're a Poshmark Closet member or a member of Poshmark, you will have gotten this email today, so definitely take a look at it. If you didn't pay any attention to it, I suggest you pull it up and read it closely and take a look at what's happening. And this seems to me very similar from when they do those celebrity closet sales and things like that, or when they sell their own merch, branded Poshmark branded merch. These things tend to sell out really, really quick, and I've really learned that if you get a Poshmark email, you need to look at it, because it's probably going to be pretty timely. But today I was doing other things, so I missed this email when it came out. So now you will know about it. Definitely check it out. If you have not joined Poshmark, you should definitely take a look at their platform. If you join with Jenny Girl's Claws, that's my Poshmark store code. You can get $10 off your first purchase. That's it. So definitely check it out. The offers are going to go out on April 24th at 9 a.m. This podcast, I'm not sure when you're listening to it, because I'm recording it on April 23rd. So again, if I'm trying to get this out as soon as possible, but definitely check out this promotion. I think it's absolutely fantastic. I see this as something that's going to have a lot of legs, and it's something that's going to continue and grow. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. And that's it. This is Jenny Walker with Jenny Girl's Closet. I hope you're all staying home safe and sheltering and getting through this time. And I appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you like what you heard today, feel free to give it a rating. Send it to people you think might be interested as well. We want to get the word out far and wide about this podcast and let people know in this community that there are resources out there for them. Thank you so much and have a great day. If you enjoyed the song you heard at the beginning, it's called Black Hat. Written and recorded by Jenny Walker and Tommy Farragher. It's from the album Night Flight to London, and it's available on iTunes worldwide now.